going to jump into it. So hello and welcome to OKC Over Easy, another episode. And today I have my friend, Miranda,
Hi. The
Bevographer.
Hello. I'm so happy to be on here with you.
Let us just jump in. She brought me a drink.
Yes.
And she made it, and it's delicious. And she also named it
OKC Over Easy.
And I'm like literally tickled pink, seriously. So...
Okay.
Taking a little sip of it.
Yeah, it's delicious. Okay.
It's very boozy. I love it.
Yeah, it's super boozy.
Yeah.
So this is essentially a twist on a whiskey flip.
Okay.
I did a fat washed bourbon.
And okay. What is a fat washed bourbon?
So essentially what you do with a fat washed bourbon is that you take cooled off. I used bacon grease,
mm-hmm.
but you can use any fat.
Okay.
And then you pour it into whiskey. It needs to be cooled because otherwise you'll lose the alcohol content, right? Cooking out the alcohol. So
okay.
Cooled, but not hard.
Okay.
And you let it sit on your counter for a couple of hours.
Okay.
And then you put it into the fridge to solidify the fat and then strain it out.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That sounds so good.
It's, yeah, so this is, it's a bacon wash
okay. Bourbon. Okay.
And then I used maple syrup and a whole egg.
Okay.
So that's what a flip is. A flip is a whole, you use a whole egg in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit of cream to make it that creamy, nice mouth feel.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes do at home egg whites,
mm-hmm.
but I've never done a full egg before, but it's like super creamy,
mm-hmm.
super boozy, very fall.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah. I was kind of aiming for like fall bacon and eggs, like OKC over easy, like an over easy egg.
Yes.
That's the vibe that I was going for. So pancakes, bacon, and eggs.
I love it.
Is there anything better in life than breakfast foods?
No, we go through phases on our breakfast foods, and we have been... Well, Mike has been making the Gordon Ramsay soft scrambled eggs.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever had those?
I have. Yeah, we've used his recipe and we put it into our like stainless steel pan.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, oh my goodness.
And then
it's
you
so
move
good.
It off the heat, mm-hmm. and then you move it back on the heat. I have not done it. Mike is the one that does it. But we put it on bagels and then like crispy bacon,
mm-hmm.
on the top. It's like an egg spread. It's
yeah.
like a warm egg spread. And it is so,
so good.
So good.
We use it for tacos. We do our breakfast tacos.
Ooh.
With. Yeah.
That's actually a really good idea.
I stole that idea from the kitchen at Commonplace because they used to do soft scrambled eggs
okay.
like that. And it was so good.
They are not there anymore.
They are not. It's, you know.
Is it a coffee place now?
It is.
Okay.
What is the name of it? I
don't know.
It starts with an S.
I did walk into the market at Commonplace the other day, which I know that they're not going to be around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like trying to find a snack and I like could not find a like I needed to ask someone, but
yeah.
I was like, I just need like some cheese and like some protein. But like there was like nothing like that. It was
yeah.
all super specialty, which would be like a great place. Like if you are on a vacation,
mm-hmm.
I think like go and get a bottle of wine and like get some of the charcuterie there. But for like a grocery store, I was like, this is not the
well
move.
I think it started off as a grocery store and then they revamped it to be more of like a wine store because that's what people were going there for the most
yeah.
was for the wine
yeah.
and so I think that's they try to revamp it and honestly I didn't know that they were closing until I saw Greg Horton
yeah.
tweet about it
yeah.
And so,
which is where the food news comes from.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And so Greg tweeted about it. And then by the time I saw the tweet, it was too late and they were closed. And I was really sad about it. But thankfully, we had just stopped by and picked up 3 bottles of wine. So
you were like, okay, this will hold me over for like a weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
2 days.
Until I go back to George's.
Oh, yes. George's.
Mm-hmm.
I really like George's. We'll
mm-hmm.
we'll get into the liquor. We'll come back to
okay,
it.
Okay, we'll come
but
back.
But I really do like George's. I work downtown, and they definitely have, like, the best service
mm-hmm.
for a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll carry out stuff to your car. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's very, very personable. But let's talk about the Eat of the Week, first of all.
Okay.
Okay, so do you have something that you've been loving that you're
well
excited about?
Yeah, so... Yesterday, I went to the Palm Lounge. Have you been?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It's on my list, though.
It is a vibe.
List. Okay, okay.
The aesthetic is like chef's kiss. And so I went, I had the colada that they
okay.
made.
Okay.
And that one was so good. It was
mm-hmm.
very tasty. We went, my husband's company had a happy hour and I tend to crash their events. So thank you, Candor, for letting me be an honorary member of your team.
I love it.
And so I just, he said, oh, we're going to happy hour for my company at the Palm Lounge. And so I said, excuse me, I'm coming too.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be there.
Yeah. So, cause I've been looking for an excuse to go. And so, it's beautiful. I love whoever did the design for it. Oh my gosh, amazing. Amazing. It's beautiful.
So, is it like, would you go there for dinner or would it be like more of a happy hour vibe?
Both.
Okay.
So, we went for happy hour, so I only got drinks. But apparently, they have like lobster corn dogs.
Yeah, I saw that on the menu.
So, we need to, we need to go back and investigate the dinner. We only went for drinks.
Do you know how long it's open? I was trying to figure that out too.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think they have an end date. It seems like they'll be going through August at least.
Okay. I had dinner with my friend on Wednesday, and we had planned to go to Iguana, which I hadn't been to Iguana in like years, and I almost switched it to the Palm Lounge. I'm glad we went to Iguana because we had a great time, and the food was probably the best that I've been there multiple times, and sometimes I really haven't liked it. Sometimes it's been okay, but this time I think it was the best that it's ever been.
I can't remember who the new chef is at Iguana, but I know Shelby C.
took
it over as one of the owners.
Oh, okay.
And so Shelby, I mean, if you know Shelby, you know that she is behind some of the best concepts.
She really is. I've had her on the show before, so if you guys are interested, you should go. So Shelby C. You should go listen to that episode. It's a couple years old, but she was awesome to talk to.
Yeah, she's. Yeah. She's phenomenal. I love her. I stan her.
Yeah. I loved the Pritchard. That was like one of my favorites. But yeah, now that you say that she's one of the owners of Iguana, I mean, the prices were great. Like the waiter that we had, we stayed there for like 3 hours talking and he was awesome. And I was surprised that it wasn't as busy. Like I remember when it first opened, it was like you could not
crazy.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, it was really good. That's not my eat of the week though.
Okay, what's your eat of the week?
My eat of the week is Munchies snacks. And let me explain. So Munchies are by Frito-Lay. It's like a bag of a snack mix, right? And it's Sun Chips, Doritos, pretzels, and Cheetos.
Okay.
So a couple weeks ago, Mike and I were on a road trip to his family's, like, where they live. So it was like 2 hours away. And I got a bag of Munchies. They're pretty good. But last weekend, we were at Crest hungry. And he had grabbed a bag of Munchies. And so we got home. We like ripped them open. We were eating them. And I was like, wait, this is like the best snack mix there is out there.
Yeah.
It's like the Doritos are so small.
Oh, that's cute. They're I love tiny things.
They're like mini Doritos and mini Sun Chips. Because they're, like, the same size as everything else. We were crying laughing last night talking about, like, how good Munchies are. And I don't know, like...
Very aptly named, too. Good job, Frito-Lay.
So, we were talking about there's the regular Munchies. So, it's just, like, regular Sun Chips, like, Harvest Cheddar, Doritos, Cheetos, and pretzels. But then there's a Flaming Hot Munchies mix, which I picked up this morning. So, Mike and I could taste test it. And it's Flaming Hot Cheetos, regular pretzels, Baja Picante Sun Chips.
Who I didn't even know that was a thing.
I know. I was like, this is rare. And salsa flavored Doritos, which I think you can probably buy separate. And the Flaming Hot was very good too. But the thing that solidified it is we ate some on Sunday. This is last Sunday. I took some to work on Monday. And then I took some to work on Tuesday. And then the bag was gone.
Oh, yeah.
And he opened up the... trash can. He was like, you ate all the Munchies. And I was like, I don't know why. They just like hit different.
Yeah.
So that's my eat of the week. Everybody go give your money to Frito-Lay, I guess. But also Iguana. I had a really great experience at Iguana too. So there's my little local plug right there. So you've never been on before.
No.
We've been like Instagram friends for a while.
Yes.
And to just tell everybody just a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, my name is Miranda and I have the Instagram account Bevographer, which stands for Beverage Photographer.
Yes. Love it.
And some people call me Beverage Cartographer. Like I'm making a map of great places to drink in the area.
Oh, okay.
So I basically started, creating content and photography for all my favorite local drink places to have, whether that's cocktails or beer or wine. Mm-hmm. I just really love promoting some of these local places that are making some really fantastic. And then that's also expanded into, especially during COVID when everything was shut down, that turned into me sharing some of my favorite things to spirits and bitters and tools to use at home to make cocktails at home.
That was, I was thinking about this on the drive over here, but what Miranda did during COVID is, was it every day?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
For like 30 days.
Yeah. Every day she would create a new cocktail and mm-hmm. post it on her Instagram story. Mm-hmm. So it would be like little tiny dots and I'd be like, yes, new cocktail for Miranda. So that was actually like
that's
one
good because I always like whenever I see the tiny dots, I'm just like, oh God, everyone's gonna hate me.
That was like one of my favorite things of like that people were doing, like content creation, mm-hmm. you know? So I always made sure to watch like what you were putting together and it was really fun. It was like something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. And then when you stopped, I was like, damn. I was like, oh, this, but it was so good. Like while it lasted. And you also worked on a cocktail cookbook, I guess. Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Like a cocktail recipe book.
Yeah. Recipe book, which we'll talk about a little bit later, during that time. But yeah, you're just all over the place doing the thing.
Doing the thing.
I
yeah.
I love it.
Right now I am in between jobs. So, to the future employers that are currently interviewing me, hire me, please. Thank you.
It's really
a little plug for myself.
It's really hard because it's like you have that creative side, but then sometimes that doesn't always like translate into money that can support yourself.
Absolutely. And that was the reason why I stopped creating all the content and mm-hmm. all the cocktails every single day. I don't think people realize how much goes into creating those videos.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Like it would take up, I mean, it was a full-time job just by itself, mm-hmm. just creating those. It would take me 4 or 5 hours to create some of those videos.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even super fancy about it. I can't imagine, you know, some of the people who are putting out this like high caliber content, like High Proof Preacher, which if you do not follow him.
I don't know about him.
Jordan Hughes, he's out of Portland.
Okay.
His Instagram handle is High Proof Preacher. I actually knew him personally. We went to church together in Portland randomly.
Okay.
And then we both ended up in the cocktail sphere. I don't know.
Crazy.
So here we are.
Are you from Portland?
I'm not. I'm from Texas.
Okay.
Please
okay.
don't hate me. My husband's from
Tulsa.
Sorry,
we're cutting that out.
My husband's from Tulsa, so that's how we ended up in OKC.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. And I feel like the people that do that, like I was watching some Binging with Babish like videos the other day mm-hmm. and I'm like, they have a full team like mm-hmm. helping them do all of that. And it's like full-time jobs for everybody. So, yeah, hats off to you because I know that takes a lot of time for all the setup and everything.
Yeah, like, the setup, tear down, and then I would do a professionally shot picture to go with it. Mm-hmm. And so I would have to set up my studio, my home studio, and mm-hmm. And that would take sometimes an hour just to get one shot, one picture, an hour of setup, tear down, and then
and dropping things in the drink.
That's kind of like my vibe. Mm-hmm. So whenever people hire me for photography, I'm like, okay, if you want the pretty, like staged, like blogger type picture, I'm not the person for that.
Yeah.
If you want the action shot, I thrive in that.
Yeah.
So please let me have that.
Because it's like, it's so fun. I mean, it's like anybody can take a photo, right, of it just sitting there, but you mm-hmm. like the dropping the ice in or the smoking of it or it being on fire or whatever.
Yeah. Those are simultaneous. The fire ones are super. There was one time that I caught a whole bottle of rum on fire.
Oh,
like a Molotov
cocktail.
Inside my house. My husband's just standing there like, we need to get a fire extinguisher. I didn't think that we really needed that. But
you're
every
like,
home should
actually,
have that.
Actually, we should have that.
So
what, I guess, drew you to cocktails and the cocktails? Were you ever a bartender?
I was.
Okay.
So I started off in college as a barista, which I feel like there's a lot of bartenders who start off as baristas.
I see that, yeah.
And so I was working for Starbucks. And I was with them for a while. When I graduated college, it was in the middle of the recession. So okay.
Yeah, same.
No jobs, as you know.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the millennial dilemma, right?
I know. It's rough.
So I just kept being a barista, and that's how I went to Portland. So I went to Portland, and I was able to continue working as a barista at Starbucks. And so traveled with that, and then ended up in Dallas, where I eventually started working for Oddfellows and Bishop Arts.
Okay.
Before Bishop Arts was a thing. Crazy. Yeah. Now it's like, every time I go there, I'm like, what is this place? Because I used to live in Bishop Arts, so I would like bike over. I was like 2 blocks away from Oddfellows. Really choice living situation.
Yeah, that sounds really nice.
Yeah. And my rent was like $250 a month, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
were you by yourself? Or
yeah.
Oh, wow.
By myself. I mean, to be fair, my toilet fell through. It was a quadplex. My toilet fell through my neighbor's ceiling at one point. So that was fun.
Yeah.
And I had a pet raccoon. His name was Smokey.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it was a very interesting. He would sometimes poke his head out of my ceiling. There was like a little hole that he would sometimes pop in and check in on me if I was being too loud.
Oh, wait. So it wasn't, you didn't actually have a pet raccoon. It was just living above you.
Yeah. It was living in the attic.
I don't know, but I think raccoons are like so cute. I know people.
They're adorable.
I know people like think they're pests sometimes, but like their little hands and then their little face. I know. I think they're really cute.
I love raccoons and I love possums. People call possums pests, but they're not. They're so cute. I love possums.
The thing about possums, we had a possum under our house and it like, it tried to attack at one point our dog. And so then I started doing like a little bit of research on possums. Like they know where they live and you have to take them like 100 miles away from where they're living or else they will like find their way back. We never like caught or killed the possum. So we just moved out.
Well, this is the possum's home now. So
whoever is living there, there's probably a possum underneath your house.
They're so beneficial though. They eat all the like mosquitoes and gross insects that you don't want in your backyard.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Very interesting. I didn't know that about possums.
Yeah. We went on a whole not food related. But anyway, when
that's
I was
the best part. I love it when it goes off to like something totally different.
And you're possums.
Like, possums.
But yeah, so when I was working at Oddfellows, I'm bringing it back.
Yeah.
When I was working at Oddfellows, I was a barista and a bartender.
Okay.
And so that kind of started my foray into making cocktails. So we made a lot of classic cocktails. So it was just, I mean, it was the first time that I ever made an old fashioned and things like that. So it was really, I mean, it was very educational. And then from there, you know, I started kind of flexing my muscles and going into other spaces to bartend.
Cool. So, very cool. Fun. And so then you started to want to take pictures or like share online, like what you were making. And
yeah. So my minor for my degree is art. So I did a lot of photography classes. And so I try to become a professional photographer, but I do not like weddings. And that seemed to be the only way for me to start. And so no offense. I mean, I got married, you know.
Yeah. They're
weddings are
their
great.
Jobs are very hard.
It is.
And
it is.
It takes a special type of person to be able to like roll with the punches on wedding photographers.
Yeah. And I'm not that type of person.
Yeah.
And you know, and I'm also not into crowds. So, you know, being around like 100 people and having to dive into the crowd to get like take pictures. I'm like,
no, thank you.
No, thank you. I just want to stand back here on the wall. Can I take pictures like from back here? So.
So just like you, some liquor and a camera is like the
perfect
situation.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that you know yourself so well.
Well, I mean, I'm 33, so it took a little bit.
It does, doesn't it? So you said that you made a lot of classic cocktails. Do you have like a favorite spirit or cocktail that you like to make at home?
So usually when I'm at home, I'm sticking to the basics. So usually like a Boulevardier or
Boulevardier?
A Boulevardier is like a Negroni, but with whiskey. So it's whiskey, vermouth and usually Campari, but I like to use Cappelletti.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And then an old fashioned, which most people know.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've been experimenting with a lot of is doing a Martinez cocktail, because you can smoke it and put it in the refrigerator and it's there. It's like a ready-made cocktail. So I can pre-batch it, put it in the refrigerator, smoke it, and then
we
good
have
to
a
go.
Cocktail smoker.
Yeah.
We've only used it like one time. I don't think we really know how to use it.
Oh.
So we need to figure that out so we can.
Is it like a gun, like with the little.
With the little hose at the end?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can also smoke like cheeses and charcuterie boards and other things like that. So play around with it. It's not just for cocktails.
I love it. Do you have favorite cocktails in the city? Like a favorite go-to bar that you're like, they have a great cocktail program always?
I mean, Barkeep, 1,000%.
Okay, I've been in there, but there's never been anyone at the bar to like make a drink.
Really?
Does that make sense? Like, this is before pandemic, so I don't know if it's changed, but I've gone in a couple times and there's always been like someone to check you out, but there hasn't been anyone like behind the bar.
They're usually the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was afraid to ask.
Okay, yeah. So Julie and Brenna are the two who are there. I think they just hired someone else. I'm sorry. I met her, but can't remember her name. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
But yeah, so Julie and Brenna are the two main gals who are there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are usually doing everything for the store.
Okay,
so checking people out, making cocktails, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, they know their stuff.
Yeah.
And I would say that Barkeep has influenced a lot of the bar programs in OKC.
Ooh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That is very cool.
And I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this,
if you want to cut it, we can.
Okay. But I think they're going to be opening up a new space.
Okay.
In the next year or so.
Yeah.
They're building it out. And so there's going to be a whole new cocktail bar by Julia. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. That's exciting. We really like Scratch.
Scratch is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Scratch. We love
Pony Boy is another one
Jones.
That I love. Oh, the Jones is so good.
Rest in peace. We loved Savings and Loan.
Mm.
And then I can't remember what it was after. Was it Pony Boy right after Savings and Loan?
I wasn't here. So I've only been at OKC for 3-4 years. So I've only ever known Pony Boy.
Yeah, Pony Boy and Savings and Loan were, I feel like they had kind of the same vibe.
Mm.
But I also like R&J's as well.
R&J's is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
goodness.
Good.
I love. Okay. Honestly, I posted a story a couple of weeks back that was about sexism in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people who responded back, like two of the guys that responded back, was Chad from Pony Boy.
Okay.
And Brad from R&J's. And they both told me that they have kicked out guys who are being inappropriate with women.
That's awesome.
And so that just, I mean, they create such a safe space for everyone. And that's one of the reasons why I love them. Like Pony Boy was one of the sponsors for Pride.
Okay.
And so they are about creating these incredible spaces for everyone, no matter who you are.
Yeah, because that can really ruin the vibe. I mean, like that's a huge important part that I feel like sometimes people overlook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was having a conversation on my Instagram story about the best frozen drink, frozen boozy drink in the city. And I think it's the Frosé at the Jones. We had a little conversation about it's just like a batch cocktail, right?
Yeah.
But I think that's really the only way to do a frozen cocktail, right?
Or yeah, I mean, you can do it in a blender. So if you go to Saturn Room, the Saturn Room does their... That's in Tulsa?
Okay.
And they're a tiki bar. They're fantastic. So if you haven't gone, please go next time that you're in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And they do blended cocktails. So they'll like make the cocktail and put it into a blender and blend it and pour it for you.
Okay.
But as far as like an ongoing bar service, most bars can't handle that volume and stopping. And I say this even as a barista, like working at Starbucks, making frappuccinos was the worst only because you have to stop literally everything that you're doing to like blend this like coffee drink. And it's just, I don't know, it's just, it's not an easy flow, if that makes sense, for you to have behind your bar. And most bars just aren't capable of it. So batching makes the most sense as far as frozen drinks go.
Yeah. I love the frosé at the Jones. So that's my.
And it comes with a gummy bear. It's so cute.
And last time, I know it was the bartender. He put two little gummy bears in there.
Bless him.
Obviously, you're going to tip more like.
Yeah, like, $100.
Yeah, $100.
Yeah, $100 for the extra gummy bear. The other room has a fantastic frozen cocktail, and I didn't know they did that.
Okay, I haven't been in the other room in a while.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So speaking of Brenna, she also works at the other room on occasion.
Okay.
And so we went in and we saw her and she said, have you tried our frozen cocktail? And I said, well, no, I haven't. And so she gave it to us and it was amazing. It was so good.
What is in it?
So I think it's like a rum-based cocktail.
Okay.
And I'm too afraid to say like exactly what it is. I think they changed it out, but the one that I had was so good and we crushed it. We were waiting on a table at Goro, and so we were just like my husband and I, and it comes
perfect
like a
date night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
cocktail at the other room, go to Goro, get your ramen, good to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, it came in like a big frozen like stein mug.
Okay,
so we shared it. It was a lot. And so we were just like, you know,
maybe I can convince Mike to do that tonight.
Yeah.
That sounds very fun.
Yeah.
So I put this question in here. I don't know if it really flows, but all the alcohol, do you have a tried and true hangover cure? Or are you
water?
Not? Okay.
I know that sounds like, you know, people are, you know, greasy burgers, blah, 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 blah. But I think, honestly, most of the time when I'm out and I'm drinking and I know that I'm going to be drinking a lot, I usually will order for every cocktail, I'll drink at least 8 ounces of water.
Okay.
And that, and honestly, that's been the best hangover cure. Because usually hangovers are due to not having enough water in your system. You're dehydrated. Mm-hmm. And so staying hydrated.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to Chicago next weekend for a weekend-long bachelorette party. And
oh, yeah.
I'm really nervous because I've only had, like, 3 drinks max in the past like 18 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I haven't been out. I haven't gotten like wasted in a long time. Not that I'm going to get wasted at this bachelorette party, but you know how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first time I've traveled. Mm-hmm. Like it's going to be really fun. And I love Chicago. It's one of my favorite cities. So that will be.
I've never been to Chicago, so you'll have to give me like all the details on where to go.
Yes, for sure. Do you have any other favorite cocktail cities though, other than Oklahoma City?
Seattle and Portland, obviously, really great bar scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So one of Oklahoma City's own, Micah, and I always have to give him a plug. He is in Portland now, and he works for the Rum Club.
Okay.
And he was, honestly, I was heartbroken when he left.
Mm-hmm.
We had only just met, like literally just met, and then he's like, well, I'm moving to Portland. I was like, bye, I guess.
Yeah. That's like do you know Bacon and Braids, Erica?
Mm-mm.
Okay. She was in the Oklahoma City food scene, and she moved to Portland. And I tried to go visit her. There was like an oyster stomach bug situation, which didn't allow me to visit her in Portland. But yeah, she's in Portland posting food pics, cocktail pics, all sorts of stuff. So
yeah,
I always live vicariously through her.
And then another one that I feel like is a sleeper is like Charleston, South Carolina, that area. And maybe that's, you know, partially because is it Holy City? Yeah, Holy City Handcraft Miguel. He's another Instagram follow that you should have.
Okay.
And so I believe that he's out of Charleston, I think.
Okay.
Don't hold me to that. But he's a really great follow, but I've just been seeing a lot of things come. And I haven't been to Charleston, but every time I open up Instagram, it's like something really cool coming out of one of the Charleston bar scenes.
Very
and then,
cool.
Of course, Kentucky, because whiskey and all the bourbon.
Okay. Did you watch the heist show on Netflix?
No.
It is, it's like an episodic show, and there's 2 episodes. We only watched these 2 episodes, but it was about Pappygate.
Oh, I need to watch that.
It was really well done. I didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the show was like a reenactment and interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, reenactments can be like cheesy sometimes.
Yeah.
They actually did a really good job with it. We watched both of the episodes and we were like hooked. And we're like, we want to try Pappy now. Like,
Pappy, oh my goodness. I have so many thoughts about Pappy.
Okay,
but I will say, It's too much to go into. I'll need like a few hours. But anyway, I feel like most people who are in the bourbon scene understand that Pappy is just kind of way blown out of proportion. It's okay. Kind of like diamonds, yeah. You know, like diamonds really shouldn't cost that much money, mm-hmm. but because of the industry, they've kind of locked it down. And that's exactly what has happened. Like, with the demand of Pappy.
Okay.
But Pappy is good. I wouldn't say that's my favorite bourbon.
Okay.
But I have had a Pappy flight.
Okay.
When I was in, so I used to live in Tacoma, Washington.
Okay.
And so 1022 South J. I always, every time some people go to Seattle, I always try to convince them to go to Tacoma because there's some really cool places in Tacoma and nobody ever goes. I'm really disappointed.
You're like, please take my recommendation. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Come on, guys. You know me. but we, like, when we were looking at places to live in the Seattle area, we actually chose Tacoma simply because we went into 1022 South J.
Okay.
On a whim and fell in love. So we moved because of that bar. I'm not even joking.
You're like, can we live above the bar, actually? Yeah.
But I had a Pappy flight and I didn't pay for it. One of my beautiful, wonderful friends, she paid for it.
Yeah.
And so I got to have a whole Pappy flight and, you know, it was good, but it wasn't like, oh my gosh, this is mind-blowingly good.
Okay.
So
I have two things.
Okay.
What, I guess, is your favorite bourbon? Mm. And I want your house bourbon, mm-hmm. and then your, like, this is a special occasion.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Weller Special Reserve is my house bourbon.
Okay.
You can get it, and you can get a big liter for, I think, like $50.
Okay.
And so it's, like, a really big bottle, like, of bourbon.
I'm writing this down.
Yeah. Do it. And I talk about that all the time. So Weller is just a really great, the Special Reserve is just a really great all around. It's so good as an old fashioned. It's so good as a shot. For my favorite, so it's not bourbon, it's a scotch, but it's still whiskey. But I would probably say there are like three scotches that I just love to drink just by themselves.
Okay.
So I'll just pour a shot neat and just enjoy it. And it's just so good. Like, it's good in, like, bad times and good times.
Mm-hmm.
It's good when you come home and you're just, like, a little bit exhausted. And you're just like, I just want to...
Something special
yeah. to relax. It's really great, you know, anniversaries and stuff like that. So there's one... I'm going to mispronounce this like crazy, but I think it's like Bruichladdich.
Okay.
And they come out with some really great whiskeys.
I'm writing this down. We drink a fair amount of whiskey in our household.
Hmm.
We drink Elijah Craig as like the house. And then
that's a good house.
Yeah. I bought Mike a bottle of, now I can't remember what it is. I'll think of it. But it was a more expensive bottle for our wedding. And so he still has it. I drank my special bottle like in 2 months. And it was a gin. But yeah, so he just will like pour a little bit of it and then drink it on ice or maybe even neat. It's cute.
Yeah. I'm one of those weirdos. If you have a very special, unique bourbon, I really love just to invite some friends over and just sit around and just like drink it,
Try it.
Yeah. And just being able to share it with friends and anything that, you know, like coffee, when you think of a coffee shop, it's a place where you go and you meet with people and you gather and it's a place for community. And I feel like that's the same thing with a really good whiskey is that it's a really great opportunity to have community. So
did you know that Trappers has like an insane whiskey list?
I did not.
So I was talking to my friend about the Pappy thing because she watched the episodes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, her husband goes to Trappers, which is like just a random place. So I looked it up and they have like 100, 200 different like bourbon whiskeys.
Wait, no, I knew this. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they have like a special on them where like I think once a week they or like every so often they'll like put them for 50% off on a pour or something like that.
Yeah. So I think it's like the happy hour and it's called the Bourbon Bar Selection and you can choose your own flight.
Jeez.
You've got, you know, a $7 old fashioned. all sorts of, there's tons. I mean, probably maybe 100, 150.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
Check out Trappers. I mean, they've been around for a long time for a reason, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, it's kind of out of the way.
Yeah, I think that's why, because we live in Del City.
Okay.
And so I feel like Trappers is like 5,000 years away from us. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Basil Hayden. That's what I got Mike for.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
For our wedding, yeah.
Great job,
yeah.
Mallory.
Thank you. Actually, Abel from Savory Spice Shop bought me a bottle of that for my, I can't remember if it was for my birthday or for the OKC Over Easy birthday, and it was a very kind gift, and I loved it so much that I was like, I feel like Mike would like this too, so... Very good. Okay, so is there any like spirit or cocktails that you don't like?
So Bloody Marys.
Okay.
And anything that has chili peppers in it. Okay. And let me explain.
Yeah.
I'm actually allergic to nightshades.
Okay, which, I remember you telling me this.
Yeah. So it includes, and I feel like I have brought all the knowledge about nightshades to Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And there's been a few people that I know who have like then cut nightshades out of their diet, and then they suddenly felt a lot better.
Crazy.
And so, yeah. So I can't have, and I will actually go into anaphylaxis.
Okay.
So I'll like stop being able to breathe.
Yeah.
And have to use an EpiPen. And so tomatoes, potatoes, regular potatoes. So I can't have sweet potatoes. But those, if the what I'm actually allergic to is in the skin. So as long as all the skin is peeled off, sometimes I can fudge it.
Yeah.
With potatoes, but chili peppers, and that includes paprika.
Oh wow!
So there's a lot of things that I can't have simply because it will make me. And I grew up with this allergy all my life, and honestly, a lot of food allergy panels don't include a lot of the nightshades.
Yeah.
And so so it was actually one of my doctors who suggested I go on an elimination diet to figure out what my allergy actually was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reintroduced. So what you do on an elimination diet is you cut every known allergen out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very miserable, and you do it for 6 weeks, and then you slowly introduce them back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got sick with tomatoes. I got sick with chili peppers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like a random, seemingly random list of foods that I was getting sick with.
Yeah.
And then we like started Googling it, and we were like, oh yeah, these are all nightshades.
I feel like the only thing I've heard about nightshades is I feel like in The Nightmare Before Christmas there was something about nightshades like in a potion. I don't remember.
Yeah, so like belladonna is a really famous nightshade that is like will poison and kill you.
Oh, okay.
And so, and there are certain like so there's two types of huckleberries, but one of the types of huckleberries will actually kill you.
Oh, dang.
I know.
Crazy.
So
if you're feeling bad after you eat a tomato, then maybe it's nightshades.
Maybe. Maybe after you have a Bloody Mary, if you have it.
Bloody Marys are like, it's like a meal. It's like a very specific
especially
drink.
With some of the garnishes that people put on, like whole strips of bacon
or like a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Or
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's too much. I don't love tomato juice anyway, so I'm not a huge Bloody Mary. I'm like maybe once a year like I'll want it, but other than that I'm like meh. So you have your cocktail cookbook here with us. I own a copy at home.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit about the development, the process, how you got it put together,
what inspired
you to do it.
Yeah, so really just what we were talking about earlier where I was just creating a cocktail a day, I realized, oh, wow, I have like a whole list of recipes in my head that I've just been creating and making for home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really could turn this into a book.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. I just basically wrote down every recipe. I tested it to make sure that it still tasted good. Because sometimes, you know, you'll make things when you're drunk and then you're like, this is the best thing ever. And then you have it again. You're like, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah,
exactly. And so I just went through and tested them and I photographed them and wrote them all down, and then I designed the book and self-published
it. It's beautiful. How many recipes are in here?
Oh gosh, I really should know. I'm sorry, I don't. A lot.
They're all great. They're very unique.
Yeah.
They're accessible.
Yeah.
Like you can find all of these ingredients at your local liquor store.
Everything that I made in this book, you can find in OKC.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. And George's. We love George's.
And George's.
As a liquor store.
And Barkeep for all of your bitters and tools. And there's actually a section here, because one of the things I get asked a lot is, what are the tools that you need to make cocktails? So I actually go through and explain every single, all the tools that I use. And I also have the glassware that you should consider buying and things like that.
You have a way to make simple syrup, which I thought simple syrup was a lot more complicated than it was. Mm-hmm. I made my own sour mix the other day and it was really easy. Mm-hmm. So where can they find this book? Can you sell it online or?
Yeah, so I have them in stock at Commonplace.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then also Barkeep tends to keep some in stock. I've also had them at Literati and the Paseo.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the stock list is there. Mm-hmm. And then also, George's had some in stock for a little bit. I don't know if they still have mm-hmm. some, but yeah. Then also Barnes & Noble online.
Okay, cool. In the show notes, we'll put a link to where people can purchase it. I love George's. We recently moved to north, at the end of Northwest Expressway. So mm-hmm. UConn, Surry Hills area. And our new liquor store that's close to our house is Sean's. Have you ever been there?
I've not.
It's huge. I mean, it's really big. It's I would say I would compare it to Grand Cru.
Oh, yeah.
A huge wine. I haven't even really touched the wine yet because it can get a little bit overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But any type of liquor that you want, I mean, it's great. They have all these boxed bourbons and Mike's one day I'm going to get one that's in a box. And I'm like, okay, research what you want.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, super fancy when they come into a box. I think that's maybe why I like scotch, because you can get some good scotches for under $100 mm-hmm. and they come in those fancy boxes or canisters and you're like, oh, look at me. I'm doing a hair flip. You can't see it, but
can imagine.
Yeah, you can imagine me being all,
You also are on the board for an event.
Yes.
That you want to plug. That sounds awesome.
So Cookies and Cocktails. Mm-hmm. And so I am a former Girl Scout.
Same. Yeah. I am as well.
Yeah. And I was top cookie seller for my county.
Wow.
Not just my town, my county. Okay. I was aggressive about my cookie sales. Mm-hmm. It's probably why I'm in marketing now, because I would call up all my local news stations and mm-hmm. newspapers, and I would go to all the radio stations and host interviews.
Oh, wow.
So, and then I would stare people down in the grocery store being like, look at me. Look how cute I am.
Please buy my cookies.
Yeah. Don't you want my cookies? How could you not want some Thin Mints? Cookies and Cocktails is an event put on by the Girl Scouts of Western Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And it's a fantastic event. I attended my first year that I moved here and then just got involved in various aspects. So now I'm the co-chair for the restaurant committee.
Very cool.
Yeah. And so what it is that restaurants participate and they create a bite, which can be sweet or savory, or they create a cocktail.
Okay.
And so it's a competition. Mm-hmm. So the judges choose the best sweet, the best savory, and the best cocktail. And then you also as an attendee get to choose your favorite, and there's a People's Choice winner as well.
Cool. So, it's kind of a little bit Artini.
Yes.
Yeah, which is a great event too, mm-hmm. but I've never been to this. I'm going
to
go.
Yeah. And they have to use Girl Scout cookies in their recipes.
In all of the drinks and bites?
Yes.
Okay.
So cool. Each one. And so they get to choose what cookie they use. Mm-hmm. And so we've had some really interesting. So last year, somebody made a tempura fried shrimp with it.
Oh, with which cookie?
The shortbread cookie, believe. Okay. Which makes sense. And then Hacienda Tacos, they won last year. And they make some crazy creations. So last year they made a mole inspired taco.
Oh,
I can't remember.
Okay. That makes sense. So with the chocolate and
So there's some really great, interesting creations that these restaurants and bars come up with.
I recently went to Hacienda Tacos and it was great.
Yeah. Robbie is fantastic.
Just a plug for them.
Yeah.
This is August 13th.
Yes.
So this will go up tomorrow. So you still have about 2 weeks to get your tickets. looks pretty cool.
Yeah. And so it's at Camp Trevera, which is the new Girl Scout camp.
Oh, where is that?
It's by the zoo.
Okay. Okay.
So if you go, you'll get to be able to tour the entire campus. There's mm-hmm. some really great auction items mm-hmm. Available. There's some fun activities. Mm-hmm. If you want to, you can actually buy tickets to stay the night.
Oh.
So you can stay the night at the Girl Scout camp.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So it's a really fun experience. 21 and over only. Mm-hmm. Sorry, kids. But
I went to a Girl Scout camp. I went to the Red Rock Girl Scout camp growing up, which I don't think is really around anymore. But yeah, I was a Girl Scout through and through. And
oh, man.
It was a lot of fun.
I loved Girl Scout camp. That mm-hmm. was the best time. One of my favorite memories was when we came up with dances for songs. And we did an Alanis Morissette song.
I'm sure the adults were like loving it. I would be like, yes.
I think I still know the dance moves. I don't know.
Maybe you can show me later.
Yeah.
So what's next for you, I guess? And where can people find you?
Oh, absolutely. So you can find me on Instagram mm-hmm. and also recently TikTok.
Ooh, let's go.
So TikTok is my more sassy account. It's okay. called Boulevardy Babe.
Okay. Okay.
Get it? Boulevardier. Boulevardy Babe.
That's cute.
I know. I'm really good at puns.
I need someone like that in my life because sometimes I'm like, a really obvious pun can be just like sitting in front of me and I'm like, just don't. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it.
And then on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok, Instagram. And then on Instagram, you can find me on Bevographer. And then as far as job-wise, I'm actually hoping to be a content producer
okay.
for a company. And
very
so that,
cool.
that's essentially just creating content mm-hmm. And then also shooting it. So mm-hmm. I used to be a content marketer, so I would actually write a lot of blogs mm-hmm. and copy for websites and social media mm-hmm. posts. And so a content producer actually takes that and takes it one step further. Mm-hmm. And so then I would actually be pulling the photography or shooting.
Okay.
Creating videos and that sort of thing.
Very cool. So if anyone's listening and they mm-hmm. need a content producer,
yeah.
hit her up.
Please.
Hit her up. Well, I'm going to wrap it up here. And as always, you can find me at OKC Over Easy on Instagram and TikTok and also Twitter. I haven't tweeted in a while. But if you enjoy the show, then if you'd leave us a review on iTunes, you can just hit the like little 5-star review. You don't have to write anything. But if you want to write something, that would be great, too. That really helps the show out. And if you have any questions or want to write in, you can email me at Mallory, M-A-L-O-R-Y, at gmail.com. Thank you for coming on and bringing
so
a cocktail.
Much.
I have a cocktail named after me. I'm so excited. and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.